desk. Hallelujah. What a great thing to do there also. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And, Caden, please come here. I want you to pass out. Well, I don't want you to pass out. But I want you to pass out. If you can make sure that everyone that wants one, get one, please. And this morning, we're going to begin on a very interesting subject. And a lot of people are going to be a little bit mad at me and irritated at me. But here lately, as we're at 1 Thessalonians 5:22, we are dealing with a bad problem. Now, we have been for many years, and to tell you the truth, I am a product of this problem, and I have dabbled in this problem. Please listen this morning, if you're watching by way of Facebook or here in the building. Maybe you're on Rumble and you're listening. A lot of people will be call me extreme and an idiot here in just a little bit. But there's a very deadly, popular drug in our society. Here lately and recently, I have been dealing with a lot of people that believe that it's okay to drink alcohol once in a while. Now, I want to preface this by saying, if you're not taking care of your body, you are wrong with God. That's right. I know that there are some with back injuries and back problems that still walk, that still go up and down stairs. I know those of us here in the building that are vintage. Is that the right word, Miss Margie?
Yes, sir.
That are vintage. Miss Margie is vintage because she's over the age of 40. Vintage. And no matter what your age is, no matter what his struggles are, beloved, you need to take care of yourself.
Right.
Now, I know there are those of special needs, of many varieties of special needs, true special needs, some that are in a wheelchair all their life. There are some of those that have maybe a prosthetic leg or some other needs. A young man the other night was watching him bowl. His right arm, because he was born with this birth defect, has three fingers on his right arm. He bowled a 230 legitimate bowling game. He threw that night 698 for a series. That's a pretty good series. He averaged over 230 for the night. No handicap involved. His name is Jeffrey. He's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. He's that guy that everybody didn't want around and make fun of and whatnot. And we kind of hit it off. He's a good young man. And to watch him bowl was amazing.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't super fast, but it was accurate right where it needed to be.
Great.
As a lefty. There are those of us that are struggling and we have different things going on in our world. And I use these illustrations to get you to understand that we need to be taking care of our body. Both spiritually and physically. Girls, when you knew me, I was probably about 270 to 280. I stand before you at 214 pounds this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Rock hard abs. There used to be an old wrestler. I don't know if y'all remember it. He said he was from Kenya or whatnot. He was actually like from Indiana or somewhere. Kamala. Y'all remember that wrestler? He could hit his stomach, so that's what I'm doing today. I don't have an ab anymore, but then again, I don't have a six-pack either. But anyhow, we need to take care of ourselves, both physically and spiritually. The epidemic of today is thought of as not an epidemic and not a problem. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 22, the Bible says this, abstain from all appearance of evil. Sister Jamie, I had taken her to Indiana on Monday and turned right around, Tuesday, and turned around and came back Wednesday to beat a storm in that snow belt. And boy, we got to Fort Wayne, and you could see a little bit of rain and sleet, got up to the line, and you could just see the storm rolling in through there. And it's funny, we got to Marshall, and there's no more storm. Now, I will tell you that we were greeted with the normal gray, silvery skies of Michigan, or Michida. And so I felt better. We were out of the storm. But Tommy Boy and I had gone down there and made a pretty fast trip. And when Miss Jamie's not around, other than my family, I don't let anybody in the house. Sister Karis come by. And, oh, I'm not supposed to say this, am I? I had one of my dear precious saints bring by to me a meat sauce and some sketty. Oh, hold on, man. I'm having a spiritual moment right now. I'm getting holy goosebumps. And actually, I'm getting hungry because I can smell the food down there. By the way, Gideon, you and the girls can all stay for dinner today, too, if you'd like. We have dinner every Sunday, and we have a service right after that. But you're welcome. I don't know what your plans are, but you're welcome. I said to Gideon because I didn't want him to feel left out. You know what I'm saying, Ellie? He looks like he's a good guy.
Yes.
All right. Oh, I'll find out in a minute. He's dating one of my girls. I'm serious. I look at y'all as my girls. This topic of abstaining from all appearance of evil, I don't let anybody in the house. My dear sister, and I wouldn't tell you what her name is, Karis Ashton, brought by some skid. By the way, you don't have to call me to see if I have any needs. Just know that I do. But as Miss Jamie's gone, I have that policy. Miss Jamie and I, we protect each other. Not that I need protecting from you. But then again, later on down the road, you could get mad at me and make up a story and everybody believe it. I don't care who you are. I don't need that.
Amen.
There are things that I do to protect myself spiritually and physically and whatnot. So it says abstain from every appearance of evil. There's a reason why I don't stand before you today with much of the world's garbage on or whatnot. I want to stand before you so that you'll understand that the Word of God is this is truth. And David stands to love you and make you better. Gideon, you're going to find out from me. I love everybody, and I just want to make you better today. But I might say some things that you're not going to like, but it's there to make you better. So what would I be speaking of in totality? Well, there's a very deadly popular drug going on out there. It's called alcohol. Now, I also want to begin by saying that for David and for you, sugar's not good for you either. And there are certain foods that your body does not process that can make you act like you're drunk. Y'all realize that? This is what we're seeing in dementia patients. And by the way, dementia is starting in 40 and 50 year olds now. Why? Because of our diet. Now, I don't want to go into detail everything, but there are certain things that are in our foods that are killing us. Have y'all ever noticed how junk food is cheaper than good food? Now, I are a recovering Little Debbie holic. I am. Little Debbie took a real hit to the wallet when I stopped buying Nutty Bars and oatmeal baby crying and the oatmeal cream pies and that kind of thing. But I want you to know there's an even greater problem. And listen, whether it be cigarettes. I got a friend of mine who's trying to quit and he's struggling. Got another friend, and I've known many people that have been on heroin. And we talk about weed, or we talk about heroin, or we talk about cocaine, or crack, or crystal meth, and all that. Oh, they're all terrible. They're all the same. The same breath. What? Are you telling me my cookies are? Well, I guarantee if you eat the whole package, it will be. And I don't know about you, but an open package to me, man, it's fair game and open. It's amazing how we can open up a package of double stuffed Oreos and they be. Have you ever noticed how they go by so fast? I ain't figured that out yet. There's that little bitty package and they go by fast and yet my belly gets bigger. I ain't figured out. It's just not proportional like I think. So when I say that, there's a whole lot of drugs in America. There's a whole lot of drugs in our society. You know, TV can be a drug and there's so many others. But I want to deal with something that most people do not like dealing with. Matter of fact, the term teetotaler has been used. A teetotaler idea means a complete abstinence. And I will tell you why in a little bit. But in Proverbs chapter 20, if we're to abstain from all appearance of evil, come with me to Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 1. Let me show you this. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 1. The Bible says in Proverbs 20 and verse number 1, wine is a mocker. Watch! The strong drink is raging. Yeah. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Mm-hmm. If you're not abstaining from every appearance of evil, you're not wise. If you're not abstaining from every appearance of evil, you're going to be easily deceived. And in one of those areas is this area of alcohol. You say, wait a minute. Isn't the word wine alcoholic? Oh no, there's a difference between fermented and unfermented. The fermented wine of the Bible days was about a 5% alcohol in comparison to what we have today. Yeah. Now, you might say, well, how are you able to preach on this? Well, first of all, it's in the Bible. Right. Secondly, I've lived it.
Yep.
Lived. Was around those that made it. Around those that didn't need embalmed when they died. Amen.
Oh, wow.
Those that would be cold outside with no shirt on, so it had to work like antifreeze.
Yeah.
Now, ask those at a Packers football game, and it's 10 below zero, and you got those knuckleheads without their shirts on, they got some letter painted on their bellies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me say, there's a lot of drugs out there we need to stay away from. And David's doing his best to. You need to also. And one of them is this strong drink. In the passage of Scripture, you will notice whether it's fermented or unfermented by the context. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You're splitting hairs. Now watch. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Well, what kind of wine are we speaking of here? That's easy. Yeah. Strong drink. Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, and all their friends. I remember an old preacher used to say, hey, preacher, hey, you a wild turkey. I'll make you a wild turkey. And there's southern misery in southern comfort. And he's right. Alcohol has never helped anyone. Now, I'm not talking about the rubbing alcohol that you might use in hand lotions or whatnot like that. You know, that isopropyl alcohol, that'll kill you if you ingest it. We used to use it in printing. And boy, you could smell it, that alcohol, much like the alcohol. Now, the alcohol we used in printing was about 92, 93% pure, whereas what you get at the store is roughly about 70, 75% alcohol.
Very cool.
But you need to understand that wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. I deal with a lot of different things and people. And growing up, my uncle had a bowling alley. He just sold that bowling alley. And you go to these different places, and if you put a mixture of different things together, you're guaranteed to have problems. Sporting events and other things, you need to know that it is raging. Now watch, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Not wise. Alcohol and alcoholism is not a disease. It's a choice. Back in the 1980s, I was part of the Students Against Drunk Driving. I am named after a man named David, and I want to say his last name is Hilliard. Mom, if you're watching, you can tell him Hill. That's his name, David Hill. My middle name is Michael, after my Uncle Mike, so David Michael Garvin, right? I am named after a man that introduced my mom to my dad and my dad to my mom. I wasn't there, so I can't really remember. Mm-hmm. But I've been told that David had introduced him. Well, it wasn't too long after this that Mom and Dad got married. And, of course, I was on the way. And David wrapped himself around a telephone pole at 90 miles an hour on a motorcycle. It wasn't the motorcycle's fault. It wasn't the telephone pole's fault. He was drunk. I was raised by a drunk Marine. Some of my worst beatings, because Dad had been drinking or he was mad and upset. It's raging. I have been knocked out. I have been bruised. I have been bloody. There's nothing righteous about raging alcohol. There's nothing righteous about strong drink. There's nothing righteous about wine of this caliber that will alter your brain. It'll alter your body. It'll alter your moods. And you need to be careful, because there's a lot of things out there that alter your moods. I was using a grass-fed whey protein from Sam's Club. Is it grass-fed? I used it a couple times, but it made me jittery and upset, and it kind of made me anxious. I can't have this. Although it was a little bit cheaper than the other stuff, I said, well, hang a minute. I threw that away. Because I get anxious and get nervous. Listen, friend, you putting stuff into your body that makes you anxious and nervous, y'all know it.
Right.
I'm not going to touch the monster drinks right now, okay? Because I had one this week. Right. I used to have one a day. Oh. Now I have one a week. Wow. And even then, you know what I found I'm doing? I drink about that much of it. And I set it in the refrigerator.
Good.
Now, disclaimer. Coffee is not Christian alcohol. Coffee is a food group.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
You know, back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, Dr. Pepper was considered part of the food group. But then again, it was the crazy government that was considering it a food group, and they don't have any sense. Y'all know that already.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol and alcoholism is not a disease, it's a choice. I remember being a part of the Students Against Drunk Driving and knowing that my name was named after a young man that killed himself with alcohol. There's many other things that went on, and I remember there were some students killed, and we made a commercial, and I remember being at Honey Creek Square in Tarrant, Indiana, and a couple young people come up to me and say, "Hey, you're the one that was in that commercial for Students Against Drunk Driving." And I can remember one young man saying, "You're right, my dad killed himself." I get irritated when I hear stories of alcoholics behind the wheel, and they survive the accident, but two innocent people don't. I have had that happen in my life. A very, very close friend of mine from Great Creek, Illinois. Their daddy was a pastor, and they had gone down to Pensacola Christian to visit. The one had been a graduate, the other one was considering going to school there. One is about 22, 23, and the other in about 15 to 16. Coming home, going northbound on I-65, just outside of Greenville, Alabama, about the middle of the state, just a little bit south of Montgomery. A drunk in his car, going southbound in the northbound lane, hit them. And those two precious girls that I knew died. The drunk walked away without a scratch. Now, I don't know if he was ever charged with a murder or whatnot. By the way, that's vehicular murder, if you ask me. So you tell me if your life hasn't been altered or if there's not been a problem because of alcohol in your life. Your life has been touched by it sometime, somewhere.
Amen.
Mom reminded me while we were home, we talked about some of our family members, and I said, well, what is this and that? Mom says, oh, by the way, Uncle Lester passed away. You had to know Uncle Lester. You would never leave a kid alone with Uncle Lester. He was mean drunk. If you made any noise, he'd slap you, backhand you, he'd knock you out.
Wow.
Don't you tell me that alcohol hasn't touched your life. Because it's touched mine. Alcohol and alcoholism is not a disease, it's a choice. It is right now the most used drug in the world.
No.
Other than sugar. You know what's crazy? It's poison. Now, I want you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again for you and I. And if you don't know that you're saved, I'd love for you this morning to be saved by the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really would. That's really the need of today. The need is to know that you know that you know that you know.
Amen.
But I want you to know the world is deceived today, and the devil loves for people to be drunk and not themselves. I want you to know that according to some of the statistics that I've seen this week, that alcohol is used by 75% of those that are 18 and older in the whole world. For those that are 18 and younger, and I've seen it. Matter of fact, I was that 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid that picked up a beer and they thought it was amusing, and I'd take a drink of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now, Pabst Blue Ribbon, let me explain to you what Pabst Blue Ribbon is. It is the stuff they scrape up off the floors and actually put in containers and sell it. You say, you're kidding. Oh, no. It is sewage. It is amazing to me how much alcohol is sold everywhere. Y'all ever notice that? Y'all ever hear about Coca-Cola? How that it actually had cocaine in it at one time? Did you know you can go down to the local RX, local store, and get heroin over the counter?
I didn't know that.
In the early 1900s?
Wow.
Yeah. There was a period of time in our country where it wasn't sold anywhere. That's how Al Capone, and I get a kick out of people that say how famous the state of Michigan is because Al Capone had his house over here, Al Capone had his house over there. Hey, look, I don't think that's very, very good thing for us to boast about. My pastor, Charlie Sturgeon, one I grew up under, and I miss him to this day. Pastor Charlie was old moonshiner. Born in the mountains of Western Virginia, would run shine and shine and shine everywhere, here and there, and all through Kentucky and Virginia, West Virginia and Ohio. He told us stories of how he would pay off the sheriff's deputies and the sheriffs, and they would pay off law enforcement with a quart here and a quart there in order to get 50 and 100 gallons here and whatnot. Wow. It was everywhere. You know what's shocking to me? That our leaders, our heroes, and our public figures, mm-hmm. over 90% of our politicians are drunks. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me. Now, I will say this once again, that our world is in need of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
If you don't know that you know, friend, the Bible's very clear. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When we go to the jails and the prisons, a lot of them would say, hey, well, Pastor David, how do I be saved? Well, it's very simple. Lord Jesus, you're the Savior. Did you save my soul? Did you forgive me my sin? It's that simple. That easy. It has to be. It has to be. I'm giving back. Their need is the Lord Jesus. It's not a need. Alcohol is used for you to forget your problems. But the Bible is very clear, we're going to be seeing over the next few weeks, how the alcohol actually increases your problems. It doesn't help your problems.
Amen.
Yeah. It's sold at sporting events. And it's mind-boggling to me. Well, you know, referees got attacked, or somebody got in a fight in here. Is there, you go to a hockey game, which you go to a football game, or you go to a baseball game, and they throw alcohol in the mix, plus their team's losing. Like the Michigan State Spartans. And anyhow... you see all these teams losing, and you get upset about it. So that if you add that element to it, that ingredient just increases the heat and causes more trouble. Sold in businesses. Lawyers, and the world makes a lawyer. And I know some lawyers that are not alcoholics. But you look at different TV shows, or you look at this and that, and they want to show that they have a lawyer has a wet bar in his office. Beloved, are you hearing me this morning? Wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. You know what gets me? It's alcohol, sugar, a lot of these other drugs. They're used by religious leaders. Catholic priests that I grew up around, it seemed like he was always sloshed. Three sheets in the wind. Drunk. Very large man, about 6'4". Probably weighed in at 500 pounds. He could have been a pro wrestler. No problem throwing men around. There was one man there. Michael was his first name. He's a good man. He played basketball with us. And he wasn't one of those Fruit Loops either. He wasn't one of those ones that... he was actually really trying to be a help. But not this guy. Always a drunk. I've been around preachers, and I know of a preacher in particular from South Carolina that hadn't drunk in like 30, 40 years. But his doctor gave him the wisdom of, mm-hmm. hey, drink a glass of wine or a beer every day, mm-hmm. and that'll help your liver function. Mm-hmm. No, that's the worst thing to do. You know what help your liver function is? Get rid of all that trashy food you eat. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. But because of that, he began to drink. You don't tell an alcoholic to go back to alcohol.
Right. He began to drink. Absolutely.
After his third DUI, his church asked him to step aside.
Oh, wow.
Older gentleman. He's a good man of God. Religious leaders. Church fellowships. Downtown, you go to the Community Church of Christ down there. And I can't remember what corner it is, but it's right there by Jamie, where Jamie works. And they have beer nights on Wednesday night. I remember a few years ago, the Lansing State Journal, and I have to be careful not to say what I want to call it.
Yeah.
Because it's more of a urinal than it is a journal.
Yeah.
They had called me because Riverview was brewing beer in their basement. And so what do you think of this? And I rattled off 15 things. And that's what they said. He rattled off this and that, but it didn't make any sense. So I got a little bit, they got this great big article. And I'd forgotten. There's just some people that don't want the truth. But what gets me is this church fellowships. Lord's Supper, it's blasphemous to use alcoholic beverage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I know churches that do it.
Yeah.
Pastor, why are you bringing this up? Because I've seen a need for it. I've been asking God for permissions to win. This last week they had masses all over for Easter. Hey, listen, beloved. For the Christian, every day is Resurrection Day.
Yeah.
Every day is the fact that Jesus Christ arose again.
Amen.
Without that empty tomb, I have a dead Savior.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
There's dead truth. There's dead Bible. I have a dead this and a dead that. But thankfully, I've got a living Bible. And I have a living faith. I have a living hope. Because I have a living Savior. A living High Priest. A living God. Hey, the best part of the Lord Jesus for me is He's a living friend.
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Christians. I'm dealing with a gentleman now. Wife told me the next day the reason why he couldn't talk on the phone after he had called me was because he's drunk. I said, how much money did he spend? Pastor, he spent $60. It's a lot of money to spend. Multiply that by three times a week. That's 180. I multiply that times 52. But I don't have enough money to tithe. I don't have enough money to feed my family. I don't have enough money to keep my bills up. I don't have enough money. That's because you're being deceived by it. And your family starves. Your vehicles broke down. Your life's a mess. But I got money for it. It amazes to me, over time, the old timers used to say that a drunk can flip a quarter, and when it lands on the table, it's a half dollar. You know how? Why? Because the devil wants to keep you a mess.
Yeah.
This morning, I know this is a topic that so many people are upset about, but there's a need for it. Especially when Christians say it's okay. You're supposed to stay away from all appearance of evil. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
Brother Dave, my pastor, Pastor Garver, Dr. Garver, I just seen him go down, and all I know, all they got in there is liquor and chips.
I don't think so.
But I'm telling you, that local liquor store's got my favorite pork rinds.
Don't go.
I'm getting out of my truck to go get my favorite pork rinds. Which they don't. I'm making this story up, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Okay? My favorite pork rinds, those of you who already know, you know.
Awesome.
So I go down to the pork rinds. Yeah, they don't have the 4505s anymore, Kevin. Isn't that terrible? Okay, yeah. So,
where's that?
Oh, the pork
4505.
So I go down to the liquor store just to get pork rinds. But when I do, and I walk in, Sister Margie sees me. Because she's coming out the other door. No, I'm kidding. That's not true.
No.
And then driving by the whole Mills clan. Ardell, Odell, Udell, and Cleavis, and Kate.
Joe Bob.
Yeah. They drive by and they're...
Whoa. Yeah.
Did he just go in there? Sister Catherine's walking to the bus.
Oh, no.
From a distance, she's... Yeah. Now, Miss Karis hears about it. Comes to the house, puts her finger in my face, and it smacks me. No, I'm just kidding. Are y'all getting where I'm at? Abstain from all appearance of evil? Oh, but preacher, you're the pastor. You can't be. No! You're a Christian.
Amen.
You don't need to put your money into that. You barely got enough money to feed yourself a ramen noodle.
Amen.
Amen. I know what it's like. beyond crackers and peanut butter. Are y'all listening? I know these things.
Yeah.
If I'm not wise, then my wife doesn't eat. My kids don't eat. So let me finish my story. So I come back out with only pork rinds. But what have I done?
Yeah, ruined your testimony.
I've destroyed my testimony. Mm-hmm. So that's why I send Josh in. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You know what? According to Habakkuk, for me to send him in there for those pork rinds is wicked.
Yes.
That Habakkuk passage, making the neighbor drunk. I shouldn't send him in there with all that going on. He's already got some issues in life. I'm not going to send Kevin in, because of all the Mills boys, Kevin would be the most deceived and get into it. You're devious and deceitful. And I love you, Kevin, but that's the truth. Am I right? Now, I know Kevin pretty good. And I love you, man. Matter of fact, I find Kevin, out of all the Mills boys, to be closest to me. Yeah, I know. Of course, he's not as handsome. Sorry, Kevin. You're getting there, okay? And he doesn't have the massive muscle. Are y'all listening? I would destroy. And what gets me is we have this idea of say no to drugs. How many weed shops have we got now?
Oh, it's sick.
Okay, enough said. I mean, you know.
Oh, it's terrible.
You give it time and everything will be legalized.
Yeah.
But my point, but it's perfectly okay to say yes to alcohol. Beloved, it is a characteristic of the last days. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. In Luke chapter 21, we have the evil servant. That evil servant goes to drink. The evil servant, he's the one that says, okay, master, please be merciful. I listen to that. And then he goes down and he's mean. Come with me over here to Luke 21. Y'all got a second? Just give me a second. I'm almost done, I promise. Okay, that's a lie. God forgive me. Bless all the pygmies in South America. Amen. Luke chapter 21. Look at Luke 21 a second. Luke chapter 21 and verse number 34. Luke 21 verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged or surfeiting in drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Take heed to yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged, verse 34, with surfeiting and drunkenness. Proverbs 20, verse 1, we also saw in this characteristic of the last days that many are deceived thereby. I've known families. I told you about Animal that lived across the street from us.
Yeah.
Now I know we're out on the edge of the city and all. We got chickens out back and my brother Bill, and I'm just kidding, he wasn't nice talk, but I would treat him like he was. You know, we had over 100 laying hens and we had our own little egg business, and then we worked the farm, our cousin's farm. But across the street was a family. And I told you about him having a fifth of Jack on top of the roof. My dad came out onto the porch, probably about 50, 70 feet away. Had his 44 Magnum, was going to blow that bottle off the top of that car. Mom stopped him and all that. Remember me telling them?
Wow.
You know what his biggest struggle was? He would drink a fifth a day. So mom would make cookies and food and take over to that little family. And that little wife would come back over and crying, black eyes, bloody noses. Let me tell you something, beloved. People are deceived thinking they can control it. You can't. You are absolutely not able to control alcohol. You can't control sugar. I can't. If I get one taste on my tongue, listen, you know those big, big old things of chocolate covered almonds?
Yeah.
M&M's? I like M&M peanuts. But don't come go to the house that's got peanuts over there, because you never know, they might have sucked the chocolate off of it.
Oh, man.
Cautious.
Be cautious.
Cookies?
But
hey, you know what else is? Lying. Stealing. It's all exacerbated. That means it's all exploded. You can't control. There have been those in the scriptures that have been accused of Belial. How about Hannah? She's over there praying, and Eli thinks that she is drunk.
Yeah.
Eli's problem is he's been deceived. I have to show you these passages in Isaiah 56. Come with me to Isaiah 56, please. Isaiah 56 and verse number 10. Isaiah 56 and verse 10. The Bible says, his watchmen are blind. Now, the reference to the word watchmen here are his preachers, pastors. We see it in Isaiah, we see it in Jeremiah. Watch with me, Isaiah 56, 10. His watchmen are blind. Hey, what drugs on earth cause you to see double?
Alcohol.
Any others? There are those hallucinogens, right? Hallucinogens that'll cause you to see certain things.
Acid,
those kind of things, right?
Psychotropics.
My question is, why would you even have it?
No.
You've got enough trouble seeing single vision, and now you want blurred vision? And double vision? Hey, that stuff will blind you too.
Yeah.
It'll blind you spiritually and physically. It'll blind you so bad you can't see what's evil anymore.
Yeah,
true. Verse 10 again. His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant.
Yeah.
As God's word's way of saying, they're all idiots. They're all morons. They're all stupid. They're all dumb dogs. You watching? They cannot bark. The preacher's supposed to say, Kevin, stop! Josh, quit! No, Josh! Maybe a help to you. You've got to live your life, but stop! Kyle, don't go that direction. Karis, bring some more spaghetti behind. No, I'm just kidding. And I definitely don't need a coconut cream pie. Maybe for my birthday.
Okay. Yeah.
But are y'all with me on this?
Yeah.
That's what a real preacher makes you mad. A real preacher says to you, that ain't right.
Right.
By the way, I'd rather have correction with compassion.
Amen.
And then have health as to somebody not saying anything or being mean in it. And not helping me.
Yeah.
I become better by correction and instruction.
Right.
Beloved, I'm telling you, there are preachers today. Verse number 11. All dumb dogs that cannot bark. Now watch this. Sleeping. Lying down. Loving to slumber. Doesn't that sound like one of the sins of Sodom?
Yeah.
Laziness. Idleness of time.
Yeah.
By the way, the more and more, and as I finally start growing up and maturing a little bit, you got time to read your Bible.
Yeah.
It's whether you desire and want to.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something, friend. There's only one book of truth on this entire earth, and that's the old King James Bible.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you now. Please hear me when I tell you. Over time, and don't make the mistakes I've made. There's times in my life when I went back to alcohol and I was out of the Word. And then I'm wondering why my wife wants to leave me. Yeah, y'all heard that story. 1991, some 23 years ago. God's been good. 23, that's 30 for me. Oh my word.
You're getting old.
I was hoping it was only 13. That's 33. Josh, that's 33 years ago. Look at the verse 11. Yay! They are greedy dogs. Y'all know a few preachers that are greedy dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. You ever been around those fellas? They don't care what you got to think.
Right.
They don't care about listening to you.
Yep.
And you know, and girls, Ellie and Donna, well, Gideon, you're part of this now too. You met me, your family now. I'll sit and listen to you. You don't need me saying, I'll shut up or suck at that buttercup or get your lip off the ground, things like that. You don't need it. You need a set of ears every now and then. There's a lot of preachers. And there's a lot of people, for that matter, that if Josh is talking to me, they're trying to formulate an answer to give to him, and then I haven't heard a thing he says.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Miss Rachel, I'm just kidding, I'm all worried about it. When she's struggling, you don't hear much from her. It breaks my heart. I honestly would rather have Rachel talkative, because I know she's feeling good. Have y'all ever been around those preachers or people that they don't care?
Right.
But they act like?
Yeah.
That's what this Bible's talking about. The influences of this world will make you a dumb dog. Where you don't listen. Sister Margie, can I do this one more time?
Sure.
Thank you. And you know what I mean. Margie told me downstairs, it's been a couple months ago. I don't know, could have been a year ago for all I know. She looked at me, she said, I love you because you're the first pastor I can tell anything to that I've ever had. Now, there's some things I don't want to talk about. I won't go into detail. This is supposed to be a family program. If you ask any of these folks in here, I'll listen. And by the way, I don't have all the answers. But from 50 years, I have the answer book, buddy. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah.
And I got Jesus, my answer. To tell you the truth, he is the answer. Now, these old sorry preachers. Verse number 11, yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Every one of you for his gain from his corner. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. See the reference? We know what kind of wine this is.
Yep.
This is fermented by the context.
Yep.
And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. Let me tell you about the next day just a little bit.
Oh, boy.
If you're not careful, you get strung out and hung out on alcohol so much, you have dark days. Blackouts.
Yeah.
Time goes by.
Yeah.
Y'all listening?
Yeah.
You'll white wake up and your money be gone.
Yeah.
Because you drank it away or gambled it away. It all works together.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the next day. Hey, can everybody hear me right now? Am I really loud, Brother Ray?
Mm-hmm.
How's your headache this morning?
I'm getting worse.
Migraine headaches are bad, aren't they?
Yeah.
Young men, you drink enough, you wake up the next day, you don't even want to look at sunlight, it's so bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all listening to me? You don't want nobody loud.
Mm-mm.
You don't want anybody to say, hey, Kitty, how you doing? Oh, man, come on, please. Do you really think that's something God wants to put into us? Beloved, through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior never did or has done for us to hurt us.
Right.
He wouldn't give you a headache. He wouldn't give you body aches. You understand what I'm saying? He would never do anything to hurt you. Now, yes, we get the flu, we get these different things, but the point is, you're not going to wake up the next day with a massive headache because of reading the Bible. False prophets condoning sin.
Mm-hmm.
The wicked in Isaiah 28, and I'll let you go home and read that. But I want you to know this morning, as we begin this study, you need to understand that the believer truly following the Lord Jesus, loving God, not drink alcohol enough. How does this apply to the rest of our life and I'm done? When I get a bunch of sugar in me, I feel jittery. You ever see me picking at my fingers?
Mm-hmm.
I'm anxious.
Yeah.
Generally, it's because of something I put into my body. Sugar. Now, remember, coffee's off limits.
Just kidding.
You know, even too much coffee is bad for you.
Yes.
You need water. And not colored water either. Not that I'm racist, that y'all know better than that. But the believer that's truly following the Lord Jesus, his desire are those things that would make us better. His desire is for those things that don't deceive us. And I guarantee you're going to love God. And by loving God, it'll keep you out of a mess. I know this is hard. If you're watching, there's going to be a lot of people upset with me. But that true believer, think about it. Abstaining. Abstaining from it. Now, in other areas of our life, there might be some other things you need to abstain from. Did y'all hear me?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There is. And I don't know how you're going to take it on and apply it. But God will bless you if you ask Him, Lord, what in my life do I need to fix? What in my life do you need to fix? What in my life? Father, I thank you for the word. And I praise you. I ask you now, Lord God, that you help us in this and ask you to work in us. We abstain from all appearance of evil, especially this, Lord. I love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody, bow your head, close, let's stand to our feet. If you're watching by way of Facebook or Rumble or wherever you're watching by, I know a lot of people will be upset by this, but God never intended for the Christian to put this into their body. If you are, stop. That's all I can tell you. And you'd be surprised where what monies you might have left over. Thank you for being with us. If God's dealing with your heart this morning, I'm just going to open up the altar right now. If God's dealing with you, you want to come now. If you don't know that you know, I pray that you'd ask Jesus.